Hello, and welcome to The Age Guide, Perspectives on the Aging Journey. We are here to be your personal guide and enhance your quality of life on the road ahead. Welcome to another episode of Age Guide's 50th anniversary theme, The Great Reconnection. Join us as we explore the tangible ways that Age Guide and its funded partners help older adults reconnect with what they love and the people they care about. In this episode, retired high school teacher Christopher reveals his source of joy and connection through volunteering in friendly phone calls and participating in an intergenerational program offering tablets and tech support to older adults. Christopher shares his insights and rewards from personally advancing the Great Reconnection in his community. Let's listen in.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being on this call with us. So I would love to hear a little bit about you, though.
Well, I don't have much to say about myself except that I'm a senior citizen and I live here in Illinois in North Chicago area. I'm one of the senior citizens who enjoy help from elder care. There are people who provide transportation for me and they usually also help me with some food. Other than that, my status right now, I'm just retired from teaching and working in high school. I used to teach math and sciences. And now my time is spent mostly in the Lord, writing, and reading the Bible. That's about where I am.
Really taking care of yourself right now, and you have a little extra time. I understand you volunteer as well.
Yeah. I'm one of those elder care volunteers who call some of the senior citizens who might need some time to speak with some other person, a type of a social contact to boost them up in spiritual fellowship.
Okay, so that's the friendly visiting or friendly phone call program, I believe.
Yeah.
I think that's so important for all of us to remember that, you know, when we give to others, we're getting something back too. And that personal connection is just so powerful. I think we forget how important our relationships are. And the podcast series that we're doing right now is all about what we're calling the Great Reconnection. Because since the pandemic, where people were so isolated and separated from each other, it seems like we're kind of in a position where we need to rebuild our relationships and rebuild those friendships. And I think some people have kind of forgotten how to do that. And it takes a little effort to put yourself out there again after you've been by yourself for a while. And a lot of older adults were especially isolated during the pandemic. So now this is a great opportunity. And people like you who are doing these friendly phone calls, or, you know, anyone who's reaching out to other people, it's so beneficial, especially for older adults, just to have those everyday kind of conversations. Like you said, talking about what you're having for dinner, what you've been doing lately. It's really nice to have somebody in your life who cares. And I bet they look forward to those phone calls too. If you call them regularly, that's something that they can have on their schedule, something they can look forward to, and they know that someone's going to be checking in with them.
That is very true. You mentioned about the pandemic. The pandemic situation created a lot of isolation. And there's
yes,
a big need for people, younger people as well as little teenagers and children, and also now we're concentrating on the seniors. Yes, the seniors, a lot of them, sometimes they're in between of not knowing what to expect for the future. Mm-hmm. Because in their lifetime, some of them had not, we all yet have not had a situation like the pandemic where people were isolated to their homes for quite a long period. Mm-hmm. It was something to get adjusted to. So it is a good thing you were saying, and I see too, a good source for people to volunteer, and that volunteering can be a source to bring people back to some sort of normality.
Do you use your tablet to do that, or your telephone, or how do you do that?
I just do that with my telephone.
But you do have a tablet through the Tablets to Seniors program too, right?
Yes, I have the tablet.
Okay. Do you use that for your own purposes?
Well, mostly I use the tablet as another outlet for my phone and just explore other things on it.
But there's so much information you can get to on the internet, and you having been a teacher, I bet you really enjoy having an internet capable device.
Yeah, because I do go to the internet to investigate other things.
The Tablet to Seniors program was designed, again, to help make those connections for people, to help people connect to the wider world through having an internet connection, being able to look up resources and maybe find things that they need in the community, or to connect with each other. I know some people do social things on their tablet. Can you share a little bit about what you like to do with your tablet? Have you found it helpful for connecting to other people in some ways?
Yes, the tablet, I basically do research on a tablet to be able to go and get information on, because I do writing, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes I need to ask some question. I can go to Google and be able to do that. I'm going to take my tablet and try to contact one of the volunteers who called me often, usually talk through the week, and we talk on something, mostly on the weekend.
Okay.
And in our conversation, we're able to talk about what's happening in the world and some different issues that are taking place, and we try to remind each other spiritually that we can't let that go too much to our mind, go into anxiety or sadness, but must try to remember to remain strong on the word.
So can you tell me a little bit about why you decided to volunteer with ElderCare to do that friendly phone call program? What made you think that would be fun?
Well, the volunteer program to call other people is a way to fellowship with people. It's also a way to try to bring people who sometimes they're isolated, who are down, and they need a type of boost so that they can have their confidence lifted, and they don't have to isolate themselves, because there's so much going on in the world that is not how it should be going. And sometimes people listen to the news, it can put them down in despair.
That's true.
They need a type of spiritual force to help them. And the Word of God is the best you can go to bring people in fellowship and let them know that there are other things other than what they just see in the physical world.
That's important, because I think sometimes when people don't get out very much, they don't see very many people, it's easy to just kind of get stuck in your head and stuck on your own problems, and it really helps to open up your worldview and your perspective to think about broader perspectives, you know, beyond just your own life, and to be able to talk to somebody else and get that perspective. So that's really great that you're doing that.
Yeah.
When you, can you take us through, like, if you make a call, you call someone, what might you talk about? How might that conversation go?
Well, usually if I call and the person answer and this is the first time they are being contacted, then I just introduce myself and let them know I'm one of the volunteers from ElderCare, calling to see how they were doing, because you have to start off to give them some confidence to open themselves, you know. And then I just ask them, like, how are you doing today? I was just calling to just establish contact with you. And the main purpose for this is so you have an outlet, you have someone who can call you, and you all can talk about things, you know, good things, not things that make you go down. Things like about how the weather is, you know, how you're doing today. Are you down? Do you need a little prayer? It's always good to have a little prayer.
Oh, that's nice.
And you start learning how to have fellowship, because you have to understand some basic truths that where we are living now in the world, in this culture, the culture of the world, not only America. So there are many ups and downs, many things that can bring you into loneliness, anxiety. Mm-hmm. So you need a source, a good place where you can you can experience joy, you know, despite the circumstance.
So you find you have to encourage folks a lot just because of them being stuck at home, isolated, needing to talk to somebody. Do you have, could you share, without naming any names or any like personal information, could you share about some of the situations maybe of a couple of people that you talk to regularly?
I talked to one elder guy, and his situation was a very, very tough situation. He had a back pain, and I don't know if you have had back pain. Back pain is a condition that causes people to really, really go through a type of hurting. And sometimes the hurting can be unbearable. And when we started off, he was very, very cooperative and yielding, you know, be ready to hear from me. We'll talk about his health and how he is coming on. And I will try to give him words of encouragement when he comes from his therapy. Asking how it is going, he would answer in the affirmative that it's going well, but he will complain that it's not so easy. And then I tell him, I understand. As it started going on, our meeting and talking, and he started liking to hear from me. And then his conversation that we have, the little fellowship, it started boosting his morale. He started having some confidence. And sometimes he would talk about the little pain he has. But you know, that's how it is. He understands that. Mm. And then he tells me some things now because he had a type of confidence in me. And he would tell me about his country. Now tell me about my country. And then we connected. He was a Christian, and then I'm a Christian. So then conversation became better. And then he always moved forward for praying, you know. But one time, Elder Care had a program, and I visited, and I asked Lee whether the guy would be there. And she said, oh, yes. And then I said, can you take me to him? And she did.
So you got to meet him in person.
Yeah. She took me to him. She took me to him, and I sat there, and he just kept on saying, oh, Christopher. Oh, Christopher, I'm so glad to meet you, to see you, because I was someone who was patient with him. We had prayed together, you know, and it was good.
That's neat.
It was very good for me, too. You know, I'm a spiritual person, too. I was just glad to see the man. And we just sat down there with him, and we talked. And that day, it was very good. I saw in my happiness, you know, it was a joy to see him.
That's really neat. So you get something out of it too. You're giving back to others. You're giving of yourself and your time, but it sounds like you really get something from it as well.
Yes, it's a ministry. You know, it's part of my spiritual ministry to be able to give people a source where they can have a type of confidence, and then it does everything else for the whole temperament, despite their circumstance. Then they can feel much, much better and have something to look forward to.
Yes, and you're kind of the human face of that, to be able to help people to connect. I love that you're having such a good experience with this volunteer program and giving to others, and you're getting back from it, and you even get to meet in person once in a while.
Yeah.
What would you say to somebody who is looking for something to do? There's oftentimes older adults, they retire and they suddenly have all this time on their hands and they're looking for opportunities where they can really make a difference. Would you recommend that they get involved in a program like this?
Yes, right parallel to exactly what you're saying. They are retired now and they're trying to look for something else to do to fill up their time. But now that you told that to me, if I meet someone, finding something to keep them busy, something that they will be able to get pleasure and try to feel that they're still doing something and they're not isolated. Such a person, I have not stumbled on them. But now that you brought that to my attention, I'm going to be on the lookout if I speak with some other senior person who is retired and will desire to try to engage in something to make him still, he or she, still feeling that they can contribute and still be doing something, then I will bring that, being able to be a volunteer, to their attention with elder care.
Perfect, perfect. You'll be a spokesperson and an advocate and recommend that to people. What do you think are some of the benefits that, besides what you said of just kind of the reward of being able to help someone, what do you think are some of the other benefits that you get from volunteering?
Well, one of the benefits that is very, very good and valuable, people who were not retired, like seniors, and they were in their regular daily job, mm-hmm. they had not had the experience before. It is a new thing now that they're living a reduced life, one like me, and you mm-hmm. expose yourself to volunteering, then it's a whole new world. And you come mm-hmm. to understand that you still can make a difference. And there are people you can meet who, most of the seniors, you know, they have a lot of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And they are good people you can talk to. And you begin to see some of the different characteristics that people have. And you can see that there are some people who are good. And there are some people who you can talk to and you can have some personal joy and fulfillment. And what you do as a volunteer, it becomes meaningful to you.
Yes, definitely. Rebuilding that sense of community. And community is so important. Well, Christopher, thank you so much for sharing from your heart and telling us about what this program has meant to you and how you've used your tablet and the relationships that you've built. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Well, for Elder Care, I'm always ready to speak and say how good Elder Care is as an organization, the type of work Elder Care is doing in the community, helping seniors in so many different areas, and that is very profitable. And so I'm thankful to be a part of Elder Care.
Thank you so much for always being willing. I really appreciate that. And I'm sure they're going to have more more volunteer opportunities for you because they highly recommended you to us. I know they really value the input that you give and your help in making those phone calls. So thanks for all that you do too, Christopher.
You're very welcome, Christian.
Thank you so much for listening. Before we go, we have a quick word from Age Guide featuring the Medicare Minute. Hello and welcome to your Medicare Minute. We are here with Val Guzman, our benefit access specialist here at Age Guide. On this episode, we have a question from Miriam in DuPage County. I've been helped by a SHIP counselor before, but I'm curious if I can help people in the same way. What should I do?
Yes, you can sign up to be a SHIP counselor volunteer. As a SHIP counselor, you get to speak with Medicare beneficiaries to help answer their questions and to help them navigate all things Medicare related. You can also attend senior fairs and other community events to spread awareness of what we do as SHIP counselors. SHIP counselors get a chance to connect with new people and make a difference in their lives. The first step is to go through SHIP training, where you'll learn the ins and outs of Medicare. You can call Age Guide or visit our website, ageguide.org, to get more information about being a SHIP counselor.
In honor of National Volunteer Month, consider becoming a senior health insurance program volunteer and help people navigate Medicare eligibility. If you are interested, join AgeGuide for volunteer training this June. Call 630-295-5990 for more information. Thank you for listening to The Age Guide, Perspectives on the Aging Journey. We hope you learned something new on this podcast, because we all have a stake in promoting a high quality of life for people on their aging journey. AgeGuide coordinates and administers many services for older adults in northeastern Illinois. We serve DuPage, Grundy, Kane, Kankakee, Kendall, Lake, McHenry, and Will counties. Our specially trained professionals are available to answer questions and connect you with local service providers and resources. If you are interested in these services or want to learn more, go to our website at ageguide.org. Call our offices at 630-293-5990. Please follow our podcast so when we post our monthly podcast, you are notified on your streaming account. Thank you, and we will see you next time on The Age Guide, Perspectives on the Aging Journey.